the Pebble Limited Partnership's lawsuit against the EPA alleging violations of the Federal Advisory Committee Act will go forward. That's according to a ruling yesterday by federal court judge H. Russell Holland. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Holland denied the EPA's motion to dismiss the case, which was argued for last week in Anchorage Court. Mike Heatwell is a spokesperson for Pebble Limited Partnership.
Well, the judge has essentially said that Pebble has raised plausible claims about how the EPA has handled and utilized input from anti-mining groups in all of the work regarding the Bristol Bay watershed assessment. And it represents a pretty significant victory for us that allows our case to advance.
Pebble's opponents were quick to say that they were disappointed with Thursday's ruling. Among them is United Tribes of Bristol Bay Director Alana Hurley, who acknowledged the setback but says it's important to keep perspective.
This case is about a federal advisory process protocol. It in no way changes the scientific fact that if the Pebble mine is developed, it will harm the last great salmon fishery on the face of the planet. It doesn't change the fact that the EPA has this authority to take this action to protect our fishery and has had and will continue to have the full support of our region to do so.
While the FACA case moves forward, the judge has ordered the EPA to do no work on the Bristol Bay watershed assessment or the dredge and fill restrictions the agency had intended to finalize earlier this year. Judge Holland's temporary injunction requested by Pebble will remain in place, according to Heatwall.
Which basically prevents the EPA from advancing its preemptive veto against the project. And the next phase for us is to seek discovery. And I think as we've long asserted, we believe there's quite a bit more information out there as to what was going on behind the scenes with the EPA's actions against Pebble.
There's no timeline for the FACA case, though both sides said it was likely to go on for at least a year. In a separate but related lawsuit, the third filed by Pebble against EPA, Pebble is suing the agency for more documents and emails. Pebble says EPA has been slow to respond to its requests under the Freedom of Information Act. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.